Yes, there's no doubt about that, Paddy. It will be. But sort of we're taking strength from the sort of the strength that Mickey's showing, and that Mickey intends to be there. And I think it's up to us to do the best we can in terms of preparation. And I know that we'll give them their best when they're on the field.
It's been stop start. There's been talk of, you know, the games have been postponed. Tyrone and Fermanagh, the two teams that haven't even got started yet. So
right.
It's important to get started with the National League just a couple of weeks away.
Well, it is, and I suppose the most we're going to get in between this weekend and the National League is the three group games. But as I say, three group games at this stage will be so much better. You know, will be so much better for that. Daly would have liked to have, if we were to progress from the group stage into the semi-final or whatever. Well, we can't even contemplate that at this stage. But three games in a week will hold us in good stead in terms of our preparation for the week for the National League coming up the week after.
There'll be little in the way of changes, I'm sure, from the original team selected by Mickey, obviously. Aidan McCrory and Kieran Girvan still expected to get a start there, so it'll be someone along similar lines to the team it was to play on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it should be the team that the original team that was put out. I think there was one change Wednesday night, that Jeremy Carlin was unavailable and Marty Swift was taking his place there. As you say, young Aidan and Kieran will be making their debuts. So yes, it'll be more or less, unless there's an injury or a knock or something between now and then, but it should be that team.
And Mickey has given such great, you know, support to the team behind the scenes over this past couple of weeks, as well as trying to you know, look after his family as well. It's been very difficult.
It's been extremely difficult, but we know even from last week, Mickey's gave his go-ahead for us to have a training session. He gave the go-ahead for us to play that match at the weekend. That, but the Ulster Council, as you know, accommodated us so that we could play it at a later date, even though that fell victim to the weather as well. But I say Mickey has been doing everything. I've been speaking to Mickey this last couple of days, and as I say, just the strength and the courage he's showing, just to say, boys, keep proceeding, keep working, and he'll be joining up with us as and when he can.
I suppose that's a relief as well, Tony. There's a lot of talk maybe at this, you know, Mickey mightn't come back, but there's no intention of that.
Oh, no. Mickey has never indicated that, that would be the case. As I said, he's sort of keeping in touch daily as to what's happening. And there's no indication whatsoever that Mickey would not be coming back. I would say, safe to say that Mickey will be back this weekend and in the upcoming weeks and months after that as well.
And important, finally, Tony, for the Tyrone public, the Tyrone support, it has been so good over the last 10, 15 years to come out and really be part of this thing on Sunday.
Yeah, well, the Tyrone supporters have been terrific, as you say, over the longer period of time. And the support they've shown from Throne and wider during this past sort of week and a half have been a tremendous sort of support to Mickey, the family, John, his family, and no doubt that support will continue.